A 90% cash hit rate on Claude Sonnet 4.6 produces a net effective input cost of 0.645/mTOC, a 78.5% reduction from the $3 standard price, not 90%. The gap comes from the 1.25 times write premium on cash misses. 10% of your tokens still cost $3.75 each. Below a 22% hit rate on 5-minute TTL or 53% on 1-hour TTL, glossary/prompt caching costs you money rather than saving it. Here is the complete savings formula and the glossary/cash hit rate thresholds that determine which side of the break-even line your workload sits on. Here's what most teams miss when they read, prompt caching saves 90%. That number describes the per token savings on a single cache read, 30 cents versus $3, not the savings on your overall bill. Anthropic's own engineering team treats anything below 90% hit rate as a save class incident, yet the average developer sees 7-15% on first implementation. The gap is not a model limitation. It's two confounded problems: a math misconception about what 90% hit rate actually saves, and a structural problem that prevents hit rates from clearing 60% in the first place. This post solves the first problem with exact formulas. For the structural fixes, validated across 4 production teams, see our blog/2026-531 Claude Prompt Caching ROI 2026 Claude Prompt Caching ROI Benchmarks. The exact savings formula 3 inputs determine your effective caching cost per million input tokens. H equals cash hit rate, the fraction of input token requests that are cache reads. W equals cash write price per mTOC, $3.75 for 5-min TTL. $6 for 1-hour TTL on Sonnet 4.6. R equals cash read price per mTOC, 30 cents on Sonnet 4.6. S equals standard input price per mTOC, $3 on Sonnet 4.6, at 90% hit rate on 5-minute TTL, at 90% hit rate on 1-hour TTL. The insight from the 1-hour TTL math. The higher write cost of 1-hour TTL, $6 versus $3.75, is never the right choice for low hit rate workloads. But at 90% hit rate, the write cost delta is 0.225/mTOC, meaning 1-hour TTL costs only marginally more than 5-minute TTL at high hit rates. The real question is whether your traffic pattern can sustain 90%, which depends entirely on whether you have gaps between requests that allow the cache to expire. Break even by hit rate and TTL tier. Original data: this table models Sonnet 4.6 pricing with cache hit rates from 0% to 95%. The standard non-cached input price is 3.00/mTOC. Rows above the break-even lines cost more than standard. Rows below save money. Cache hit rate effective cost, 5-min TTL, net versus standard effective cost, 1-HR TTL, net versus standard 0% 3.75 minus 25% worse, $6 minus 100% worse, 10% 3.405 minus 13, 5% worse, 5.43 minus 81% worse, 22% approximately $3.00 approximately break even. $4.68 minus 56% worse. 30% 2.715 plus 95% $4.23 minus 41% worse. 50% 2.025 plus 32.5% $3.15 minus 5% worse. 53% 1.965 plus 34.5% approximately $3.00 approximately break even 70%. 1.335 plus 55.5% 2.01 plus 33% 90% 0.645 plus 78.5% 87 cents plus 71% 95% 0.465 plus 84.5% 0.585 plus 85% key observations. 1. On 5-minute TTL, break even is at 22% hit rate, a low bar. Even mediocre implementations save money. 2. On 1-hour TTL, break even is at 53% hit rate, a meaningful engineering constraint. 3. At 90% hit rate, the absolute savings are 78.5% 5 min or 71% 1 hour. Both are far below the 90% off figure that vendors advertise. For the only way to reach 90% net savings is a 100% hit rate, never achievable, because every cache requires at least one write per TTL window. At scale, the 78.5% figure has enormous dollar impact. AI MagicX benchmarked a team processing 5 million input tokens day on Sonnet. At 80% hit rate, shifting to cache reads takes the bill from $15,000 day to $3,500 day, $11,500 day in savings, or roughly $4 million annualized. The math, $3 times 5 million equals $15,000 standard. At 80% hit, 5 min TTL, 0.8 times 0.3 plus 0.2 times 3.75 times 5 million equals 24 cents plus 75 cents times $5 million equals 99 cents times 5 million equals $4,950 day. That's $10,050 day in savings, not $11,500, but still $3.07 million annualized. What collapses hit rates below break-even? Project Discovery's security audit platform started at 7% cache hit rate after enabling cache control. The five structural failures behind near zero hit rates: 1, timestamps or request IDs in the cached prefix. Current time: 2026605T14321515Z. Inside your system prompt invalidates the cache on every single request. 0% hit rate is the mathematical result. Truncate to the day, date, 2026605, or remove it entirely. 2, per user content above the breakpoint. User IDs, session tokens, personalization metadata, anything that differs between users must live below the cache control marker. Iron Mind's agentic platform caches the system prompt plus tools at the deepest layer. The user-specific conversation tail is left uncached. 3, wrong breakpoint placement. The cache control marker caches everything up to and including that block. Placing the marker after a dynamic block means you write a unique cache entry for every request, functionally the same as no caching at all, at 1.25 times the write cost. 4, sub-minimum prefix length. Anthropic's API documentation sets the minimum cacheable prefix at 1,024 tokens, Sonnet Opus, and 2,048 tokens, Haiku. Below these thresholds, the API silently ignores cache control, no error, no cache creation input tokens in the response, and no savings. Verify with cache read input tokens in the usage object after the second identical call. 5, traffic gaps exceeding the TTL. The most expensive pattern post March 2026 regression: bursty workloads with 10-15-minute gaps between requests. Each gap allows the cache to expire. The next request pays the write surcharge again. On 5-minute TTL, a workload with bursts every 8 minutes has an effective hit rate of 0%. Project Discovery's fix, the relocation trick of moving dynamic content below the breakpoint, raised their hit rate from 7% to 74% without any traffic pattern change. Result: 59% overall cost reduction. The March 2026 TTL regression, $949 in documented excess cost, the most consequential change to Claude prompt caching economics in 2026, was silent. Around March 6, 2026, Anthropic changed the default prompt cache TTL from 1 hour to 5 minutes with no announcement, no release note, and no changelog entry. A developer analyzed 119,866 API calls spanning January, April 2026. Month API calls actual cost at 1 HTTL excess cost percent waste, Jan 2026, $2,639.78. And 99 cents, $37, and 54 cents, $41.4552, and 5 cents percent Feb 2026, $27,221,120, and 43 cents, $1,108, and 11 cents. 12.321 and 1 cent percent Mar 2026, $68,264, $2,776, and 11 cents, $2,057. And 1 cent 719.0, $925, and 9 cents percent, APR 2026, $21,743, $1,193.01, $1,016.78, $176.23, $14.08% total, $119,866, $5,561.17, $4,612.09, $949.0817, and 1 cent percent March 6 is the day 5-minute cash tokens reappeared after 33 days of clean. 1 hour only behavior. By March 8, 5-minute tokens outnumbered 1 hour tokens 5-1. The Hacker News thread that surfaced the issue drew 200 plus comments, with many teams self-identifying as having missed the TTL type in their usage breakdowns. Why the regression hurt bursty workloads specifically? A team with requests arriving every 8 minutes had 100% cache hit rates on 1 hour TTL, cache stays warm the entire workday. After the regression to 5-minute TTL, every request became a write. Using the break-even table, at 0% hit rate on 5-min TTL, effective cost is 3.75/mtok, 25% more expensive than standard. A team that went from saving 30% to paying 25% more is a swing of 55 percentage points on their input costs. The one-line fix, explicitly set TTL, 1H in your cache control object. This was always a valid parameter. Few teams used it because the default appeared to be 1 hour. See the working example in blog/2026-6-4 Claude Code Opus 4.7 Production Guide, our Claude Code Production Guide, for the full multi-block caching pattern. Runnable example. Verify your cache hit rate expected output on second call. Note the 71%, not 90%. That is the accurate number for a 90% hit rate on 1 hour TTL. Running the same script with TTL, omitted defaulting to 5-min post-regression, would show 0.645/mtok and 78.5% savings, higher net savings on paper, but only sustainable for continuous high-frequency traffic that keeps the 5-minute cache warm. For workloads with any gap pattern, 1 hour TTL produces higher real-world savings. Knowledge check: a team enables prompt caching on Sonnet 4.6 with a 1 hour TTL. Their workload runs 100 requests per hour with a 40% cache hit rate. Are they saving money compared to standard input or paying more? Answer: paying more. The 1 hour TTL break even is 53% hit rate. At 40%, their blended cost is 0.4 times 0.3 plus 60 cents times $6 equals 12 cents plus $3 and 60 cents equals 3.72/mtok. 24% more expensive than the $3 standard rate. The fix: either restructure the prompt to clear 53% hit rate, move dynamic content below the breakpoint, or switch to 5-minute TTL, where 40% hit rate gives 30 cents times 0.4 plus $3 and 75 cents times 0.6 equals 12 cents plus $2 and 25 cents equals 2.37/mtok, a 21% savings. The 78.5% net savings at 90% hit rate is achievable, but it requires understanding that the math is compounding. Hit rate and TTL tier are multiplicative, not independent. For a production-level implementation covering multi-step agentic pipelines, where caching ROI compounds across every turn in a conversation, and a full breakdown of how 4 production teams crossed the 60% hit rate break-even threshold, see core/production, agents Claude Agent SDK, MCP connector production agents with Claude Agent SDK and MCP. Also see blog/AI coding agents production 2026, buyer's guide our 2026 AI coding agents production buyer's guide. For how prompt caching fits into the broader cost optimization stack alongside model routing and output budgeting. At context, at type, article, headline, Claude prompt caching, what a 90% cache hit rate actually saves in 2026. Description, at 90% cache hit rate, Claude Sonnet 4.6 caching saves 78.5% on input costs, not 90%. The exact savings formula, break even thresholds by TTL, and the March 2026 regression fix. Author, at type, organization, name, Koenig AI Academy, URL, publisher, at type, Organization name, Koenig AI Academy, URL, logo, at type, image object, URL, date published, 2026-65, date modified, 2026-65, image, main entity of page, at type, web page, at id, is about the author. The Koenig AI Academy engineering team produces benchmark grounded analysis of production AI systems for developers building with the Claude API, OpenAI, and open source LLMs. All cost models in this post are derived from published Anthropic pricing and independently verified production datasets.